Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking test. Describe a situation when you felt disappointed. The IELTS speaking test is designed to assess your spoken English skills in a variety of contexts. The test is divided into three parts. Part 1, introduction and interview. The examiner will introduce themselves and ask you general questions about yourself. This part lasts around 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, long turn. You will be given a cue card with a topic and asked to speak about it for 1 to 2 minutes. You have 1 minute to prepare your thoughts. Part 3, two-way discussion. The examiner will ask further questions related to the topic in part 2. This part lasts around 4 to 5 minutes. Key elements examiners look for. To score highly in the IELTS speaking test, it is crucial to demonstrate fluency and coherence, speak fluidly and logically. Lexical resource, use a range of vocabulary appropriately. Grammatical range and accuracy, use correct grammar structures. Pronunciation, speak clearly with accurate pronunciation. Part 1, typical questions and sample answer. Common questions in Part 1, what is your favorite hobby? Do you like to travel? Why or why not? How did you spend your last weekend? Sample question and answer. Question, do you like to travel? Why or why not? Answer, yes, I absolutely love to travel. I believe traveling opens up new horizons, allowing me to experience diverse cultures, cuisines, and traditions. It also gives me a break from my regular routine, which I find rejuvenating and invigorating. Part 2, long turn, cue card. Describe a situation when you felt disappointed. You should say what the situation was, when it happened, why you felt disappointed, and explain how you handled the situation. Sample answer. Let me tell you about a time when I felt deeply disappointed. It happened about 2 years ago when I was eagerly anticipating my promotion at work. I had worked diligently for over a year, exceeding my targets and receiving positive feedback from my supervisors. However, when the promotion list was announced, my name was not on it. I felt a huge wave of disappointment and frustration because I had invested so much time and effort into achieving this goal. To handle the situation, I decided to have an open conversation with my manager to understand the reasons behind the decision. This conversation helped me to identify areas of improvement and led me to redefine my career path with realistic expectations. Part 3, two-way discussion, sample questions and answers. Examiner, why do people often feel disappointed in their professional lives? Answer. Many people experience disappointment in their professional lives due to unmet expectations and unrecognized efforts. Often, individuals set high goals that may not always be achievable within a certain time frame, leading to feelings of frustration. Additionally, lack of acknowledgement in the workplace can significantly impact one's motivation and morale. Examiner, how can people deal with disappointment more effectively? Answer. It's crucial to adopt a positive perspective when dealing with disappointment. One effective way is to reframe the situation as a learning opportunity. Instead of dwelling on negative feelings, individuals should focus on what can be gained from the experience. Seeking feedback and self-reflection can also provide deeper insights and help in setting more attainable goals in the future. Essential vocabulary and grammar structures. Key vocabulary. Disappointed, pointed. Feeling sad or displeased because someone or something has failed to fulfill one's hopes or expectations. Example, I was utterly disappointed when my project was rejected. Eagerly. With keen or enthusiastic interest or desire. Example, she eagerly awaited the results of her application. Feedback. Information about reactions to a product or a person's performance of a task used as a basis for improvement. Example, constructive feedback helped him improve his presentation skills. Useful grammar structures. Complex sentences. However, when the promotion list was announced, my name was not on it, which made me feel very disappointed. Conditionals. If I had been promoted, I would have felt more motivated and appreciated. Passive voice. The decision was made without considering my recent accomplishments. Tips for achieving high scores. Practice regularly. Consistent practice can enhance fluency and confidence. Record yourself. Listening to your recordings can help you identify areas for improvement. Seek feedback. Get constructive feedback from teachers or peers. Expand your vocabulary. Regularly learn and use new words in context. Stay calm and focused. keep a clear mind during the test to ensure coherent answers. For more examples and detailed explanations, you can visit Describe a situation when you were disappointed. Describe a time when you felt very disappointed. Describe a time when you were disappointed in yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.